1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hey, pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ross Memorial Park as the WPIAL baseball playoffs continue. Tonight, it's Class 6A, the semifinals from W&J's Ross Memorial Park. It's the number 2 seed Canon McMillan Big Macs against the 3rd seeded North Allegheny Tigers. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist for today's broadcast on WJPA and the NFHS Network. North Allegheny as the number 3, entering with a record of 13-8 overall. They were the second place finisher out of Section 1. They will match up with the Canon McMillan Big Macs, who enter with a 16-5 overall mark, and the Big Macs winners of the Section 2 title for a second consecutive season. Today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Washington and Jefferson College, WNJ and Washington, moving forward together. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than half a century of service. Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation, caring for families, honoring loved ones. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. We'll continue along with the Visit Green County pregame show when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And welcome back on the Visit Green County pregame show. North Allegheny, as we told you, 13-8 overall, appearing in the WPIAL playoffs for a 14th consecutive season. The Tigers have also appeared in the WPIAL title game 3 of the last 5 years, including 2 championships in that span in 2021 and 2024. And with a victory tonight, if they can capture it, the Tigers would be in the title tilt for a 4th time in 6 years. Only section series defeat for North Allegheny was to number 1 seed Butler, defeating Seneca Valley, Pittsburgh Central Catholic, and North Hills in section series along the way to finish second with an 8-4 section mark. Tigers in the WPIAL playoffs in the quarterfinal round, coming off a 2-0 win over Hempfield. Liam Cooper with a complete game shutout through a 3-hitter and struck out 4 in just 72 pitches. Christian Simons, an RBI single, and Ben Koger, fielder's choice RBI for NA's two runs, which came in the second inning, and that was the all the runs scoring in that contest. Lucas Simmons for Hempfield was the hard luck loser, throwing a complete game. For Canada McMillan, it was not a pitcher's duel for them in the quarterfinal round, as the Big Macs flexed their muscle from the lineup, a 16-1 win over Seneca Valley in four innings. Nico Petragas had five RBIs, including a second-inning grand slam that doubled up the lead from 4-0 to 8-0. MJ Marszczak was the winning pitcher, gave up just one unearned run. He also drove in four runs and certainly got it done on both sides of the ledger. Only one batter in the Canada McMillan lineup on Monday was without a hit. The Big Macs appearing in the WPIAL playoffs for the fourth time in the last 6 years. Last year, the Big Macs won a postseason game in a quarterfinal 3-0 win against North Hills. That was their first playoff win since winning the state championship in 2018. They've already, as we've talked about, won a playoff game this year and looking for much more. Winners of the Section 2 crown in back-to-back years in three times in the last four seasons. They won the Section 2 title with series wins over Woodland Hills. That was a sweep. Over Norwin, also a sweep, and dropped two out of three to Mount Lebanon and Hempfield. But those two sweeps were enough to earn the section crown. After going 1-4 down the stretch in section play, Canada McMillan has bounced back, winning four of their last five games entering tonight's contest. And the winner of this game between NA and Canada McMillan will take on Butler in the WPIAL championship, who earlier today beat Norwin 9-3. So the Golden Tornado await the victor of this one. And we'll have more in the pregame show. We'll have the starting lineups for you as you're tuned into the Visit Green County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Back at Ross Memorial Park, coaching staffs and team captains about to exchange lineup cards and shaking hands as we speak, as you can see at home plate. Ross Memorial Park, home of the W&J Presidents, who won the President's Athletic Conference Championship this year, the conference tournament, 16 tournament annually held here at this site, and also an NCAA regional held here just this last weekend as well. So beautiful facility and all turf and lights, a big part of the reason why we're here on a cloudy and potentially rainy evening here in western Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and run down the starting lineups for you. The starting lineups brought to you by Valley View Farms. And for the North Allegheny Tigers, they are the visitors as the three seed. Leading off will be pitcher Jake Fritz. Batting second, left fielder Nate Fritz. Dominic Williamson hits third and plays third. Right fielder J.J. Mancuso bats cleanup. Ryan Avanish is your designated hitter. He'll bat for the flex. Catcher Ben Koger. Gavin Ust plays shortstop. He'll hit sixth. Christian Simons in the seventh spot is at first base. Center fielder Ben Kern hits eighth, and Carter Bain bats ninth and is at second base for North Allegheny. Again, it's Fritz, Williamson, Mancuso, Avanish, Ust, Simons, Kern, and Bain. For Canada McMillan, the Big Macs will lead it off with Center fielder Massimo Falcone. Second baseman MJ Marszczak bats second. Troy Stimson in the three spot is your catcher. Over at third base is Nico Petragas batting cleanup. Braden Radu hits fifth. He's the first baseman. Seb Scholtzky is pitching and will bat sixth. Caden Laskowski, the designated hitter, in the seventh spot. The flex for the Big Macs is right fielder Gavin Dantry. Blake Simmons hits eighth. He's the left fielder and batting ninth. Shortstop Noah Westfall. Again, for the Big Macs, it is Falcone, Marszczak, Stimson, Petragas, Radu, Scholtzky, Laskowski, Simmons, and Westfall. North Allegheny and Cannon McMillan matching up in the WPIAL playoffs for the first time since 2018. We mentioned the Big Macs last championship came in 2018. Well, the Whippeal title victory was against North Allegheny 2-1, and then later beat North Allegheny in the state quarterfinals, a 6-3 victory that was played at Seton Hill. We'll delve a little bit more into the history and some of the great players that played in those games for both sides, but we've got a lot to talk about with this one here this evening. A lot of top-notch talent, certainly some big-time pitchers as well. In particular, and we'll bring in Bob Borquist, in particular with Cannon McMillan and Seb Scholtzky. Seb Scholtzky is headed to the University of Cincinnati, and when we talked with the Cannon McMillan coaching staff earlier in the week prior to the quarterfinal game, they discussed their pitchers as having a 1A and 1B, and certainly hard to argue with that. Seb Scholtzky follows MJ Marszczak, who had the win on Monday. Scholtzky, a dynamic pitcher in his own right.
Yeah, Marszczak, a pretty easy time of it, as did really efficient stuff for Mr. Cooper for North Allegheny the other night, so he took some stress off there. But then you know Seb Scholtzky, 4-3, .251 earned run average. He had 66 strikeouts and 39 innings pitched. So those two are quite the dynamic duo and good enough to get you through. And it's nice to go from your 1A to a guy who is 1B who's going to Cincinnati. So that's a good luxury many teams would like to have. Cannon McMillan certainly has that.
And few do have that, but that is why Cannon McMillan is one of the teams when you come into this season, and obviously now we're in the postseason deep into it, but when you entered this season, they were one of the teams looked at as being a team to beat, along with Butler, who of course has a 1-2 punch as well. That'll do it for our Visit Green County pregame show. We'll have the first pitch of today's game when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at GraffNationFCS.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
And welcome back to Ross Memorial Park here on the NFHS Network, WJPA Sports Network, and 1450 AM as well. Great to be on the airwaves. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist, Jason Tennant, our producer, Brett Gambita on camera. And on public address here at Ross Memorial Park, Anthony Pass, who just graduated from WNJ and earned a victory during the PAC baseball tournament.
This is where I need a telestrator, right? He did some good work right there on that mound.
Circle the pitcher's mound. Well, Seb Scholsky hoping to do some good work there as well, as he's taking his warm-up pitches ahead of today's start. And Scholsky, just to review again, 4-3 record with a 2.51 ERA. This will be his eighth start of the season. He has three complete games and two shutouts to his credit. Scholsky, 39 innings of work, has given up 27 hits, 25 runs, 14 earned, with 10 walks and 66 strikeouts. So these guys pound the zone, whether it be Marzczak or Scholsky. And what a benefit for Kanan McMillan on Monday, because they not only won 16-1, but they did it in four innings. So that kind of helps you in terms of pitching. Also, this year, one kind of unique fact, if you will, in recent years, the 6A bracket has been a Monday-Tuesday with the quarters and semifinals. This year, it's Monday-Wednesday, so gives some coaches some, I don't want to say leniency, but some options potentially, although really doesn't factor in for either of these two
also
coaches.
Also gives you a day to catch your breath, right?
Yes.
Think about things, enjoy a win in the quarterfinals, get ready for a tough semifinal opponent. You've got pitchers, you have innings left. Also, for me, my home away from home, this is my 18th baseball game in the last 2.5 weeks here at Ross Memorial Park.
I was here for a lot of those. I wasn't on air for all of them. I did have a Saturday wedding that I was at, so I missed, what, three of your 18. I was here for 15 of those 18. That's not bad.
You missed the one earlier.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, 14 of 18.
See? Trying to take my credit again.
Not at all.
No, it's a great facility, right? We enjoy being here for the PAC championships. That's a ball for the regional. We get a chance that WJ hosted it, and here for this semifinal Wednesday night, where earlier today Elizabeth Ford advanced in the 4A semifinals over Hopewell.
Jake Fritz leading off for North Allegheny. First two pitches out of the zone, 2-0 to Fritz. He's the starting pitcher for the Tigers this evening. At the plate this year, hitting .333, 23 hits and 69 at-bats with a home run and 15 runs batted in. Fouls one off, now 2-1. He's the team leader in hits, RBIs, doubles with four, and tied for the team lead in home runs. And the Tigers, two home runs. Kanan McMillan, in contrast, 17 home runs. They have some good pop in the lineup, do the Big Macs. Fritz awaits the 2-1 from Scholsky and takes low and away, now 3-1.
Pretty efficient stuff with Liam Cooper on the mound and a good effective inning, getting a run in on a base hit, another RBI for the Tigers, and then just let Liam Cooper and the defense take care of the rest of it.
3-1, waving a miss on a good fastball from Scholsky. He goes around for strike two. Count is full. First batter of the ball game.
Yeah, Christian Simons with an RBI, as you mentioned. A couple of hits. Calgar drove in a run. Two hits as well in the win for Ryan Avanish.
Payoff pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. One away. There's that pitch tailing away. Good run on it against Fritz, who's out number one.
Good way to battle back, too, because it was 2-0 and 3-1 with Seb Scholsky for the first strike. And it is drizzling here in Washington. That's has been expected, right? Rain expected off and on all day. Didn't affect the first game here.
Jake's brother Nate Fritz now in the batter's box. First pitch to him is a ball. Nate Fritz hitting .396. 21 hits and 53 at-bats with five runs batted in. Against the tall right-hander Seb Scholsky, headed to the University of Cincinnati. 1-0. Is low and in. Two balls and no strikes.
Nate Fritz, second team, all Big 5-6, named recently with that honor. Seb Scholsky, by the way, even though he's a starter, pitching from the stretch, that comfortable, let's start in that position for a lot of pitchers. I think that's more now. You see that often, swing and a miss.
Well, you'll hear swing and a miss a lot today, and that's going to be one of the challenges for North Allegheny, get the ball in play against this hard-throwing right-hander. Racks up the strikeouts. 2-1 pitch, and that one is low. 3-1. Earlier this season against Norwin, had an outing in an 8-0 win on April 8th. He struck out 16 batters in the win. Also had a one-hit shutout with 13 strikeouts against neighboring Ringgold in Washington County. 3-1 pitch. That's ball four, so a rare walk for Scholsky, and the Tigers will take a base runner any way you can get it.
Pitch count's in effect, too, so 105 for the playoffs. 11 pitches for Schulsky. But you mentioned get on, put the ball in play. Just need to get on and make things happen if you're the Tigers. 8 stolen bases on the season for Nate Fritz.
Both teams like the run. Stolen base totals pretty similar. 67 for N.A., 65 as a team for Cannon Mack. Pitch outside to Dominic Williamson for ball one. Williamson, a 345 hitter, has a home run and 11 RBIs. Team leader in runs scored with 17. Schulsky from the stretch. Third baseman Petragas in on the infield green. Pitch fastball outside, ball two.
Schulsky struggled a little bit to find the zone. That gets a timeout and a visit to the mound. Dominic Williamson, by the way, second team all Big 5-6 as an infielder. Recently named to that.
You mentioned how it we have some light drizzle.
I wonder the mound is affecting. Look, that's what the coaching staff is doing, and his teammates as well. The all-natural surface, even in the dirt areas, so it's either green or brown.
Oh, turf surface.
Artificial, yeah. Rather, not the field turf, excuse me, not natural.
So
they were working on where Seb Schulsky's left leg, his plant foot, would come down. Not much you can do unless you bring a towel out there, right? Towel it off between innings.
2-0 pitch, runner bluffs towards second. It's outside for ball three. They're clearly struggling with the mound right now.
Can you put diamond dry on the artificial surface?
I don't know. I mean, I would guess not. It's probably frowned upon. 3-0 pitch. Taken for a strike, taking all the way. Calling the balls and strikes today, by the way, Robert Reitz. Quinn McGuire at first base. Bradley Poland, your third base umpire. Robert Reitz, his daughter Lauren Reitz, terrific basketball player and volleyball player at North Catholic. Swing and a miss. Now full count on Williamson.
Several opportunities to see her do her thing on the basketball court for the Trojanettes.
Runner at first with one out, top of the first. Swing and a miss. Schulsky comes back from 3-0 to get the strikeout. So he's been working behind batters, but two Ks for him.
So that's the good. The bad is he's right up to 17 pitches, but you take that. Keeps Nate Fritz at first for Mancuso. We're talking about recruits. Seton Hall in the future for J.J. Mancuso, the junior.
Batting 228 is Mancuso, 13 hits and 57 at-bats, fastball away to the right-handed hitter. Mentioned Robert Reitz, Tigers like that, maybe if you think back to some history, he was the home plate umpire when David Posey threw his no-hitter against Mount Lebanon a couple of years back.
We hope Maverick is doing well.
Yes, 1-0 pitch, fouled away.
That was right across the yard. That's a big-time place and a big-time situation to throw a no-hitter.
Now, the Tigers knew that hits and runs would be at a premium against David Shields of Mount Lebanon.
Speaking of big-time pitchers doing it there, look at this.
Oh, big break at first. Now they've got the runner in a rundown, however. Pitcher chases him back toward first, stumbling. Rundown continues, and the tag applied by M.J. Marschalk, and the inning concludes. So 1-3-4 on the pickoff or caught stealing of Nate Fritz, so the inning is over. We head to the bottom of the first. Your score: North Allegheny nothing, Cannon McMillan coming to bat as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food,
vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
And welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist. North Allegheny nothing in the top of the first. Kana McMillan will bat for the first time today against Jake Fritz. And Fritz, who North Allegheny typically utilizes out of the bullpen, but he gets the starting nod here in the second game of the postseason.
Potential opener situation maybe. Got to get through this one. There's no consolation game in 6A, so it's championship or bust as far as the state playoffs go.
Massimo Falcone takes a strike to open up the bottom of the first inning. Well, here's another reason why Fritz gets the start. Six appearances, 2-0 record with an ERA of 0.
It's pretty good. Can't do better than that.
Falcone fouls one away, falls behind 0-2.
He's got to forget about younger bro Nate getting a little anxious at first base in the top of the first and getting caught stealing when he jumped too quick.
Falcone hitting at a .453 clip. Team leader in runs scored with 23. He's a speedster. That's why he's in the leadoff spot. But after another foul ball, count still 0-2. 29 hits and 64 at-bats for Falcone.
He'll get used to this field, I would say, coming up. He's a WNJ recruit.
0-2. Ground ball right side of the infield and through for a base hit. Leadoff single for Massimo Falcone. And the good news for him, WNJ likes to run also.
They do. He's one of nine. There were nine college commits on this roster. 13 seniors as well for Cannon McMillan, so very senior heavy. Falcone has 15 steals in 18 attempts. That's both categories tops for Cannon McMillan.
MJ Marschalk shows
huge,
bunt.
Had a huge lead. Didn't even have his oven mitt secured.
Pitch taken for a strike. First baseman for North Allegheny, Simons, holding the runner. But again, a big lead over there for Falcone. Inching his way back a little bit toward first is coming set as Fritz. Down the third baseline is Williamson. Ground ball sharply hit the Bame at second. Throw to second out there. On to first. Double play. Nicely turned by North Allegheny. With the third baseman crashing down, Marschalk swings away. Hits the ground ball to second. Bame with the pirouette on to Ust. On to first. Twin killing. Two outs.
First of all, really hard hit. That's a good play to his left by Bame. Thought, okay, you're going to get the first. But they turn it. So a nice turn by Ust at the shortstop to get that done. Really aggressive charge by Williamson. He was about 15 feet away from Marschalk when that pitch came through.
Troy Stimson, ball one to him. Stimson batting .370. Tied for the team leader run scored with Falcone with 23. He swings and misses here down 1-1.
If you wonder why the two seed is good, we've had a WNGA recruit, a Winthrop recruit. Now we've got a Pitt recruit. And that's three of the six, three of the nine, still six others who are committed to other colleges.
Just a junior is Stimson, already two-time first-team all-section selection. Chops one to third, but foul.
I'm okay with the H2P commit.
I bet you are.
Blake Simmons chose Slippery Rock. That's in the PSAC. It's not California University, Pennsylvania. Penn West, California. They play in this complex every now and then. Mostly across the park at EQT Park.
Two outs, bases empty, bottom of the first, nothing, nothing. Foul ball off the catcher's equipment of Ben Koger.
Slippery Rock's a good commit. They've got, let me see, one, two, three, four, five coming to the PAC. Five of their nine. Should get used to this field.
Right? Yeah, in some way, shape, or form, whether right. It's visitors or... And the PAC championships are here, so, yeah, you better get used to the field if you want to win a title. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fritz, with a good heater, beats Stimson. And with the help of a double play, Fritz faces three in the first. Score after one. It's North Allegheny nothing, Cana McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Cannon McMillan nothing, North Allegheny nothing through one inning of play. In the top of the second, J.J. Mancuso will lead off. He was at the plate when Nate Fritz was caught stealing on a 1-3-4 caught stealing. Tigers, one player, one regular out of the lineup, and he's been out of the lineup the last couple of weeks, and that's Mason Dratfinski, and he is North Allegheny's leader in stolen bases, pitches strike to Mancuso. And he's dealing with a hamstring. Tigers were hoping they could get him back for the playoffs, but he has not suited up yet. 0-1 pitches inside, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, Dratfinski, first team all big 5-6 run, and he's the guy who primarily puts the pressure on the defense when he gets on the bases for North Allegheny. So that's a big piece of the offense you have to replace.
1-1, fastball grooved in by Seb Scholski for strike two. Cloudy skies, some light drizzle falling. Taking a look at the radar, there's some light green in the area. Chop foul on the 1-2 with Mancuso at the plate. Played by Andrew Heck, the head coach and former Washington Wild Thing. So he had an excellent career in the Frontier League. A league that will no longer be known as such. 1-2, swing and a miss. High heater beats Mancuso. Third strikeout for Scholski, and one away in the second.
Much even better start, right? He struggled. He went behind, fell behind all three batters in the top of the first. Had some issues with his plant foot, but much more efficient right there. Saved some pitches, too, on his pitch count by getting the caught stealing of Nate Fritz to end that first inning.
Now at the plate, left-handed hitter Ryan Avanish tries to hold up his swing, but the pitch is called strike anyway. Avanish, the DH.
Two hits and a run scored in the win over Hempfield.
And goes after the 0-1 here. Hits a high fly ball down the right field line, but just drops foul by about a foot.
Well, that was extra bases if it was 13 inches the other way, but it's hooking foul. No wind in this one. The wind in the first game, the 4A semifinal game, was blowing again. We saw right field in the two tournaments that we were a part of the last couple weekends, right field being the power field at Ross Memorial Park.
Avanish batting 343, 12 hits and 35 at-bats with a couple of doubles. One out, nobody on, top of the second, scoreless game. Ball chopped third, and that's played behind the bag at third by Petragas. Throw to first, not nearly in time. It's an infield single. And that ball, the way that was chopped, that was the Baltimore chop. No chance for Petragas to get the out there.
Give Petragas credit, because if he doesn't get that, you could possibly be looking at a double. I mean, the shortstop slid over as well, Noah Westfall, but he gets it. Really no chance to get the runner. Marshchalk had to come off the bag to make the play, but it's an infield hit. So the second base runner for the Tigers, both coming after one out of the first, one out here in the second.
Gavin Ust, strike on the outside corner. Ust batting 225. No homers. And four runs batted in. 12 runs scored. See if the Tigers get the running game going. 0-1 pitch is outside. Now 1-1. Tigers like to move runners along. Sometimes it's not always on the straight-up steal, hit and runs. They get a runner at third. You never know what may happen in terms of the squeeze play either.
Four steals for advantage, too. Plenty of different ways to put pressure on the defense.
Swing and a miss. Now 1-2 on the batter, Gavin Ust.
Doesn't always have to be the straight steal.
Put pressure with the running game. Both teams like to do it. Ust, a transfer from Pine Creek, Colorado, also on the football team at North Allegheny. On the 1-2 pitch, takes outside. His father, Brant, who's the senior deputy athletic director at the University of Pittsburgh, also played baseball at Notre Dame and was a sixth-round draft pick of the Detroit Tigers in 1999. Ust on the 2-2, takes outside, 3-2. Tigers have done well at seeing a lot of pitches in their at-bats.
It's 32 already thrown by Seb Scholsky. He's got three strikeouts and a walk, and the infield single here to a vanish in the top of the second.
Short lead at first, but a pickoff throw comes anyway.
I think it hit the foot of a vanish. Ended up rolling around on the ground a little bit. Yeah, he felt that.
Yeah, he asked for time. Quinn McGuire grants that. And stretching out that left foot. Nothing score. Runner at first with one out in the top of the second.
That's a way to unintentionally stifle the running game, right?
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Runner, bluff move, swing and a miss on the payoff pitch. Is that look to be tailing away from us, but he goes around for strike three and out number two. Already four Ks for Scholsky.
Yeah, four of the five outs. The other was the caught stealing. Christian Simons, one of the heroes in the win over Hempfield. Two hits. Drove in what turned out to be the only run they needed with the way Liam Cooper pitched.
Foul ball out of play for strike one on Simons.
Cooper went to 6-2. His earned run average 1.12. Pitching has certainly been a big key for the Tigers this year.
Hey, you look at the two guys that started, Marshchalk and Cooper, and they in Cooper sub one or sub two ERA. Marshchalk a sub one ERA, and both of those ERAs went down. That's how well they pitched on Monday in the quarterfinal round. Both pitchers with a complete game. Marshchalk with a four-inning CG, thanks all the offense, with a 16-1 win against Seneca Valley. Tigers 2-0 winners over Hempfield. Runner at first with two outs, 0-1 to Simons. Bounced foul first base side.
That's 16-run total, their biggest. They had a 15-2 victory against Woodland Hills. They had lost 4-5, Kennemichael and Randy, before beating Hempfield, shutting out South Fayette, Baldwin. Then they lost to Bethel in their tune-up, and then put the big 16 spot up in the quarterfinal victory over Seneca Valley. The Raiders, the defending WPL champions, ousted in that game.
Yeah, we'll have a new champion this year. 0-2 pitch due to Simons with a runner at first and two outs. That one's low.
Stimson wanted it outside, and that was right over the plate, but low, as you mentioned.
Tigers nothing, Big Macs nothing.
36 pitches already for Scholsky here with two outs in the second.
Simons, the seventh batter of the ball game. Runner goes on the 1-2 pitch. It's high for a ball. Throw into second, and that's not in time. Maybe sliding around the tag. It looked like a pretty good throw there, but
it was on the money, right, but it was in front of the bag from my perspective. And so the shortstop, Westfall, couldn't get the tag on. We'll get a replay here. Video-wise, that's exactly what happened. They get his hands in. So Ryan Avanish gets stolen base number five. There's your first runner in scoring position either way in this one.
So now a chance for the Tigers to take the lead with a base hit. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the second. Scoreless game. Pitch to the plate. Bounding ball headed up the middle. To his right off the glove of Marshchuk. It into center field. Rounding third is Avanish. He'll score. The Tigers lead 1-0. Throw to the plate is offline behind the catcher Stimson. So off to second goes Simons. Is North Allegheny takes a 1-0 lead on the RBI single by Simons.
Mentioned he had a big hit the other day in the second inning, right? So if you're N.A. and you like good things repeating themselves, here you go. He's got an RBI in the second inning. Gets the second base, too, so he took the extra 90 feet. If Marshall gets that cleanly, runners at the corners, but it bounced off his glove in the shallow center field, which allowed a vanish after the stolen base to get the game's first run.
Now foul ball off the bat of Ben Kern. Well, the running game gets that going, right?
That's
we
correct.
Talked about the N.A. run.
Stolen base with two outs, absolutely.
And also the fact that you'd have to figure runs would be at a premium today against Seb Scholski, so the Tigers going to try to manufacture. They've done that thus far, leading 1-0. Ben Kern awaits the 0-1. He takes outside, one ball, one strike. Ben Kern batting 278, 5 hits and 18 at-bats in a small sample size. He's a speed merchant, though, 7 stolen bases this year. That's why he gets the start in center field today with Jake Fritz pitching. And also Mason Dratfinski out due to injury. 1-1, fastball strike at the knees. Ben Kern, one of the wideouts on the football team. And Coach Art Walker liked to get him the football in space if he could. Runner at second with two outs. 1-0 Tigers in the second. Foul ball to the screen. Great to have you with us on the WJPA Sports Network. 1450 AM WJPA in Washington. Battling at the plate, Ben Kern. Runner at second, Christian Simon. Scholski with his 43rd pitch of the game. And here's a fly ball down the right field line. That's going to get down for a base hit and roll all the way to the fence. Scoring easily is Simons. It's an RBI extra base hit for Kern. He's going to take for third. It's a triple for Ben Kern. 2-0 Tigers. Now, Cannon McMillan appealing at first base. They felt that Kern missed the bag. But safe is the ruling over there by Quinn McGuire.
Nice job to just go with that pitch by Kern. Serves it down the right field line. You knew it was going to give the Tigers their second run. Brendan Steele is going to have a conversation with the home plate umpire. But Kern does the job. Mentioned limited at-bats. There are opportunities with Fritz pitching. Dratfinski out. Takes advantage of it.
Gotta love the playoffs.
History is repeating itself, right? Two-run second inning for N.A. Where have I heard that before?
Well, you heard it on Monday when the Tigers beat Hempfield 2-0. It was a two-run second that made all the difference. Carter Boehm at the plate with a runner at third. He takes a strike. All the run scoring coming with two outs. Two-out base hits make a big difference in playoff baseball as well.
Yeah, Simons and Kern with the RBIs. Don't overlook the fact that you've got a third run 90 feet away.
0-1, bunt foul toward the Cannon McMillan dugout. We talked about Kern's speed, by the way. He showed it on that triple. Gavin Dantry was the one playing that ball down the line up against the fence. Kern had the play right in front of him. He wanted three all the way. Tigers up by a pair. 0-2 the count on Boehm. Just misses the outside quarter. 46 pitches. And this second inning isn't even over yet, Bobby.
Indeed. It was at about an 18 average a couple batters ago, but putting his pitch count up for Seb Scholski.
Patient approach for the Tigers tonight. 1-2, swing and a miss. Scholski does get the strikeout. 3 Ks of the inning for Scholski, but the Tigers score twice. 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 left stranded after 1.5. North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing as you're tuned in to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
North Allegheny leads Cannon McMillan 2-0. Bottom of the second, Nico Petragas will lead off. He had a grand slam on Monday against Seneca Valley, did Petragas, his first home run of the season. Batting .351 for the year. Goes around for strike one on an offering from Jake Fritz. Foul tip into the glove of catcher Ben Koger.
Petragas, another one of the Big Macs that will play close to home, a W&J commit.
Offering from Fritz, fouled away. Quickly, nothing in two.
Speaking of close to home, you know, NA fans and Cannon Mac fans and WJP fans should tune in to listen to you. But if NA splits their listening, there's a big game close to here going on tonight featuring the Tigers.
Yeah, half hour from now, North Allegheny boys volleyball taking on the Butler Golden Tornado in the Class 3A boys volleyball championship just up the road at Peters Township.
AHN Arena for that championship. Trying to track down another title for that strong program.
0-2 here on Petragas, leading off the bottom of the second. Right-hander Fritz delivers, and a line shot past the mound up the middle base hit. Diving try by the second baseman, Bain, but a leadoff single for Petragas in the Big Macs.
And a good job just to stay with that. Right through the box. Good job by Fritz to Jake Fritz to kind of jump out of the way. You mentioned Petragas was big with his first home run in the 16-1 win for the section champs.
Well, the 2-0 deficit for Cannon McMillan, they're not going to exactly hit the panic button, right?
Well,
a team that just piled up 16 runs.
They have a .380 team batting average, so that kind of helps.
Braden Radu looks at strike one, off-speed pitch from Fritz at the knees. Yeah, they have been clubbing it, the Big Macs, all season long. And the playoffs have been no different, at least in the quarterfinal round.
Yeah, 16 runs. They had a 15-run early. They averaged 7.6 runs a game.
0-1 pitch. Outside, 1-1. Now, the last time these teams met in the postseason, 2018, they played twice in the WPIL championship. Cannon McMillan beat the Tigers 2-1. And then hooked up in the quarterfinals of the state bracket. And the Big Macs won that one as well, 6-3. Runner at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Pitch outside for ball two. In the Whippeal title game, Zach Rohaley went 6 2/3, struck out 9 batters. Rohaley went on to play 4 years at Cal U, class of 2023.
Smart kid, that Zach Rohaley.
We'll have more great names of the past from back in 2018. Next pitch, ground ball to short. Ust has it. Stumbles a bit. Flips to second. Bame on to first for a double play. 6-4-3. Second twin killing turned by the NA defense.
Yeah, Bame, it was pretty hard, but again, he stumbled, but he took his time and a good underhand toss and a great turn. 4-6-3 in the first inning, which was handled by Bame to Ust this time. Ust to Bame, and then on to first base Simons, that quickly cleans up the leadoff single.
So Scholski, now with the bases empty, takes a pitch high for ball one. Scholski hitting 429, 18 hits and 42 at-bats with a couple of home runs. 2-0 Tigers leading over the Big Macs in the bottom of the second. 1-0 pitch. Strike at the knees, 1-1. Also in that championship, Cam Weston came into the game in relief. He got the final out. He pitched only one third, but he earned the save. Left a runner stranded at third base in the seventh. Foul ball out of play. Cameron Walker had an RBI double. Ian Hess, RBI single in the bottom of the third. That was all the Big Macs needed for their two runs. Ryan Dougherty for NA had an RBI triple in the fourth inning. Ryan Dougherty, who went on to play at Allegheny College. Luke Truman tossed the complete game in a losing effort with seven strikeouts in that 2-1 pitcher's duel that went to the Big Macs for the WPIL championship. High fly ball on a 1-2 pitch, and Mancuso into foul territory, and Wright will make the grab. Has enough room, a lot of room in foul territory here at Ross Memorial Park, and that ends the inning. A single, a double play, nobody left on, no runs for the Big Macs. Your score after two, North Allegheny 2, Canada McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at GraffNationFCS.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved in supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
2-0 North Allegheny through two innings. Tigers taking on Cannon McMillan here from Ross Memorial Park. And Bobby O, we were talking about the last two times NA and Cannon McMillan hooked up in the playoffs. 2018 Whippeal title game, also 2018 PIA quarterfinals. It was a game played at Seton Hill. Jared Barton and I called that game out at Seton Hill. Here's a ground ball chopper headed up the middle, and that's a leadoff single for Jake Fritz. Tigers waste little time after being patient early on. This time, going after the first pitch, Jake Fritz.
Fourth hit of the game for the Tigers. First time they've got a leadoff runner on. And we'll get a courtesy runner.
Courtesy
Sam Vargo.
So Vargo is in for Jake Fritz. And we mentioned how Weston picked up the save in the WPIL title game in 2018. He got the win in the state quarterfinals. Six innings, struck out four, also had a double and three RBIs. Weston, now in his fifth year of the Baltimore Orioles organization, currently in Class AAA with the Norfolk Tides in the International League. Bunt shown and laid down on the third base side. Played on two hops by Petragas. He'll throw to first. They get the out there. And settling for second base is Vargo. Two men went to cover the third base bag after nobody had third initially.
Had a play in the first game, Elizabeth Forward took advantage of that and got a runner to third base in a 4-3 victory for the Warriors. Braden Davis was aware, and then they ran over there, but talked about putting pressure on a small ball, leadoff single, and then the pinch runner, the courtesy runner, Vargo, was sacrificed by Nate Fritz.
Foul ball to by Dominic Williamson, back to the screen for strike one. Williamson 0 for 1.
Talking about the playoffs, Randy, the last time these two teams met in the regular season, March of 22, across the parking lot.
Yeah.
8-4 victory for the Tigers at it's now EQT Park, where the Wild Things play.
0-1 fouled away. Now 0-2 on Williamson. And I have one more interesting.
First of all, you remember, you're pulling all these names, and I do remember.
Sure.
Especially those pitchers for Kenny McMillan.
Oh, absolutely. Similar, really, to this year. You had Rohaly and Weston. This year, Marshchuk and Sholsky. So you had that 1-2 punch, and you have it again for the Big Macs. 0-2 from Sholsky, fouled away by Williamson.
And Dougherty rang a bell because we've seen him play in this park in the PAC championship for Allegheny.
And these two schools met in a playoff game at Ross Memorial Park once before as well. In 2014, opening round of the Class Quad A bracket back then in 2014. It was a 4-2 win for the Big Macs in 8 innings. 0-2 pitch, fouled off again by Williamson. That year, NA was the number 3 seed and Cannon McMillan the 14 seed with the upset win. It was a 2-run double by Trevor Schreckengost, accounting for the go-ahead runs in the 8th. Jake Traynor, the winning pitcher, in relief for the Big Macs. So not the first time here today that these teams have hooked up in the postseason at Ross Memorial. Cue ball to first base. Radu will take it himself. Steps on the back for the inning second out, but a productive out as Vargo advances to third.
Nice play, Radu. I like the fact, too, that Petragas, too, on that bunt, just thought about, I'm going to get the shore out. And they did it. So the Tigers get Vargo to third. Now Mancuso, your Seton Hall recruit, at Seton Hill on the mind.
And a swing and a miss by Mancuso.
There's a difference
for strike one,
divisionally and travel-wise between those two schools.
Mancuso 0-for-1 as he struck out in the second. 0-1 pitch, foul ball to the screen. Here's a fun fact. So our colleague Jared Barton, who's a Cannon McMillan grad, he played with some of those guys from the 2014 team, played football with Schreckengost, and Traynor, who had the win, he's getting married on August 1st this year, same day as Jared Barton. Here's a pop-up, foul territory off the bat of Mancuso, and Stimson stays with it to make the catch in foul territory behind home plate to end the inning. Leadoff single, man left on, and no runs across for the Tigers in the third. We head to the home half of the third. The score, North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Caden Laskowski leads off the bottom of the third for Cannon McMillan, who trails North Allegheny 2-0 in this WPIAL semifinal. Ball one from Jake Fritz.
Laskowski at Grove City commit 2 years ago. They celebrated a PAC championship here at Ross Memorial Park.
1-0 pitch, fouled away for a strike, so he'll go on to play for Matt Royer up at Grove City.
Runners up this year. They fell to WNJ on Saturday at the tournament.
Laskowski hitting .375 this year, two triples to lead the team. Foul ball out of play. Tied for the team lead in that category, along with Blake Simmons, who waits on deck.
Kimak pinstripes. big fan of pinstripes.
Yes.
No stirrups. Not a big fan of that.
Knee-high socks, though, for Laskowski. I'll take that.
Middle fan on that. Right?
1-2. Upstairs, 2-2.
Instead of the long slacks, which is the vogue thing nowadays.
Hey,
these are fake stirrups nowadays, too, right? With the socks that have the stirrups on them.
2-2 pitch on its way from Fritz, fouled straight back. Tigers lead 2-0 over Cannon McMillan. We're in the bottom of the third. Laskowski leading off the frame. Yeah, there was, what, one player in the entire PAC baseball
Raymond
tournament?
Raymond Steerer from Grove City made my all-stirrup team because he was it.
He was the MVP.
It was an easy pick for me.
2-2, slapping it foul as Laskowski to stay alive. Protecting the plate. Laskowski will major in exercise science at Grove City College. One of many of these players that have previously played in the Pony League World Series for the Washington County team. 2-2, called strike three on the inside quarter. Jake Fritz with his second strikeout. And he had Laskowski fooled with that one.
Good pitch nonetheless. Maybe a good frame. Give credit to Ben Koger there.
Another future PAC guy.
First time that Jake Fritz has gotten the leadoff batter out.
Yeah, has had the benefit of double plays turned behind him. Big swing and a miss. Simmons took a rip at that one.
Ben Koger will be heading to Latrobe. We're not there. If we were there, we'd have to call it Latrobe.
That's right. I was teaching Limone that the other day. Blake Simmons, a slippery rock commit. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Squeezed by Koger for strike two. Simmons will study business at Slippery Rock. Also plays basketball and golf for the Big Macs. Left-handed hitter. One out, nobody on. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, another one. Almost an instant replay of the previous strikeout.
This one splits. That's almost, actually a little bit. Inside, but well done. Jake Fritz dealing. Just 33 pitches now with two away here at the bottom of the third. He's faced the minimum. Thankfully, two double plays, right? Pitch efficient right there. Getting two outs with one pitch with 105 pitches to work with if he can go that. But he shrugged off a pair of singles so far. He's also came off the front of the mound and then rubbed maybe some pellets out of his cleats. He goes from the full windup, does Jake Fritz.
1-0 to Westfall. Swing and, again, a foul tip squeezed by Koger for a strike. Westfall batting 280, 14 hits and 50 at-bats with four doubles. Two outs, bases empty for the Big Macs. 2-0 Tigers in the bottom of the third. Whipple semifinal swing and a miss. That's strike two.
High heater. Batters love those high pitches, but couldn't catch up to the fastball. Chance to strike out the side here for Jake Fritz.
1-2 pitch. That time misses the outside corner.
Those are strikes on the lefty batter. Same zone, but the righty batter was called outside.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 Tigers. Another foul ball. Great to have you with us on 1450 AM WJPA in Washington, WJPA Sports Network, NFHS Network. 2-2, up and in to the right-handed hitter, and now the count full. And with the Big Macs' potent batting order, I really don't want to walk any batter, especially the number nine, to turn the order over. 3-2, and a high fly ball, long run for Mancuso. It's out of play.
Gave it a good look down the right field line. It's kind of symmetrical, the foul territories down the lines and behind home plate. So great facilities we talk about all the time. A lot of high school games, consolation games are usually here next week. No consolation game in 6A.
And only the Whipple champion will qualify for the state tournament. 3-2 up and in for ball four, so Westfall is aboard. He works the walk.
You'll take that, every Cannon McMillan. trying to make it happen. He turned it over. You mentioned a pretty potent lineup. Noah Westfall, 4-for-4 in stolen bases this season. Tigers have used the running game. Let's see the Big Macs use it here with two outs in the bottom of the third.
First walk by Fritz. Only one walk so far for Scholski. So one walk each way now. Pitch up and in to Massimo Falcone, who singled back in the first inning. Running through the signs with Koger is Jake Fritz. And Fritz, who we've seen primarily in relief this year, but he gets the start in this Whipple semifinal. 1-0 pitch up and in. That brushed the jersey of the batter Falcone, and now back-to-back free passes. 2 on for Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, Fritz was kind of cruising. Had 2 strikeouts. Now they bring up Marshchalk, who not only is a great pitcher, but hits over 300, drove in 4. 4 of their 16 runs in the win over Seneca Valley.
A good day, right? Winning pitcher, 4 RBIs.
And 4 innings of work. You take that anytime, right?
And the time granted to the batter. And the benefit for both teams in their wins is they didn't need the bullpen, either team. So it gives them some options here today in the semifinal round. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Marshchalk was going for it all with that swing.
Indeed he was, too. That was up in the zone as well. But a good off-speed pitch from Fritz. One fastballs, 2 fastballs, the second of which hit or brushed the jersey of Falcone.
North Allegheny 2-0, but the Big Macs threatening at the bottom of the third. 2 on with 2 outs. 0-1, Marshchalk skies it. And it will drift out of play on the first base side. So Fritz out in front, 0-2 on Marshchalk.
5 homers, 25 runs batted in, .359 clip coming in. 7-0 with a .8 earned run average. It's a pretty good dual threat right there.
He's struck out 9 times this year, which really isn't all that much considering the power he gives you. On the 0-2, called strike 3, Fritz gets 3 Ks in the inning, and all in very similar fashion. This time he gets the right-handed hitter to end the frame. 2 left stranded, no hits. A walk, a hit batsman, no runs for Cannon Mack in the third. After 3, it's North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. You're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. Both runs in this WPIAL Class 6A semifinal, scoring in the second inning. And, Bobby, you talked about it. If you're a Tigers fan, that's a good recipe because that's what happened in the quarterfinal round win.
Scored
NA.
2. Liam Cooper pitched great. Scored 2. Jake Fritz is pitching great. Shrugged off the walk and the hit batter. Does indeed get 3 strikeouts in the third inning.
3 backward Ks in that third.
I don't think Marshchalk agreed with it.
Ryan Amanish fouls one away for strike one. Seb Scholsky.
That hurt, didn't hurt him, but it hit Stimson, the catcher.
So walking out a new ball, Robert Wrights, the home plate umpire. Seb Scholsky ready, as well as Stimson. Bunt, that is fouled toward the on-deck circle for a strike. Nothing and two now on a vanish.
Yeah, the infield single, the Baltimore chop variety. And putting pressure on, stole a base. Scored on the Simmons single. Simmons took second on the throw.
Swing and a miss. Scholsky gets the strikeout of Ryan Avanish to open up the fourth. That's six strikeouts for Scholsky.
He's been less pitch efficient, but equally impressive at times. Scholsky.
Pitch count at 60 at the moment as he deals to Gavin Ust, who's 0 for 1. He shows bunt, pulls back, pitches outside for a ball. Third baseman Petragas ready to charge on it. Scholsky, three-time all-section selection, twice a first-team pick this year and last year as a junior. And Scholsky also played in the Pony League World Series over at Lou Hayes Pony Field, just across town. 1-0 pitch, low and away, two balls and no strikes.
Thanks to our producer, Jason Tennant. I checked that off my bucket list last year, getting to work the Pony League World Series for the first time in my career. See, Brett? Thank you, Jason. I thank you for Brett, too.
2-0 pitch. Looked at for a strike, 2-1. One of the great jewels in Washington County, in western Pennsylvania, I say, the Pony League World Series.
Yeah, there's a sign down the left field line here. We talked about it during the Washington Regional in the NCAA Division III playoffs.
2-1 to Ust. That's a strike.
Compare that with Scranton, who is up near Williamsport, who has the Little League World Series. So two long and prestigious baseball tournaments in the state of Pennsylvania. There you see it right there on the screen.
Yeah, the headquarters for Pony Baseball just across the way. Pitch low and away. Now full count on Ust. One out, bases empty for North Allegheny. Top of the fourth, NA leading 2-0.
Always watch from afar till last year. It's fun to be involved with that. Fun to be involved with all the tournaments here. Fun to be involved in this semifinal doubleheader.
Payoff pitch to Ust. He goes around for strike three, and picking that one out of the turf, Troy Stimson, he gets the tag on Ust before he can race up the first base line. Light rain continuing to fall at Ross Memorial Park. Two outs in the fourth. Up next, Christian Simons.
Simons, RBI Monday, RBI tonight. So one of the heroes continuing to do that for the Tigers. Hits that well with foul.
Bounces it over Phil Coffin, the first base coach. Strength and conditioning coach as well.
Despite the light rain and the cooler temperatures than we had recently, pretty good crowd. Both sides of the field. Kenny Mack first base and a third base.
Oh, one swing and a miss. Scholsky, chance to strike out the side. He struck out three in the second inning, but the Tigers also scored two runs in the second. Chance for a clean 1-2-3 for Scholsky. 0-2 pitch, that's low. Number seven has struck out seven so far today for Cannon McMillan, looking for number eight. Right here. 1-2 on Simons. Here comes the pitch. It's in the turf, blocked by Stimson. WPIAL Championships next week at EQT Park. Washington Wild Things in the midst of a homestand right now.
In case you just joined us, Butler is there already.
That's right.
Just on the bracket.
Yeah, Butler.
Not physically.
Yeah, right. They would be here very early if that's the case. They have some school
yet
this week.
Yeah, and Memorial Day to get through.
Butler 9-3 winners over Norwin. The Golden Tornado, led by head coach Josh Forbes. They have a great 1-2 punch in terms of their pitchers as well. 2-2 from Scholski. Called strike three. Seb Scholski strikes out the side and gets Simons looking to end the top of the fourth. We head to the bottom of the fourth. The score, North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hey, we head to the bottom of the fourth from Ross Memorial Park. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist. Troy Stimson, Nico Petragas, and Braden Radu due up for the Big Macs as Jake Fritz continues on the mound for North Allegheny.
Last six outs in this game, Randy. Three in the bottom of the third, three in the top of the fourth, all via the strikeout. Let's say hi to Bob Gregg, too, who's one of the great organizers of that Pony League World Series. He was in Monroeville Gateway calling some playoff action.
Troy Stimson, 0 for 1. He struck out in the first inning. The first strikeout victim for Jake Fritz today. Fritz, first team all section this year. Gets a foul tapper at home plate off the body of the batter Stimson. Also a member of the North Allegheny ice hockey team. Troy Stimson, also a linebacker on the football team for Cannon McMillan, takes inside for a ball. 23 tackles and one interception this year. Mentioned the Pony League World Series. He was the John D. Wojtek Award winner in 2023, given annually to Washington County's top hitter, hit .533 with five runs batted in that year. Here he skies one to right field. J.J. Mancuso in and to his left, continuing to drift it. He'll make the catch. One away. That ball maybe hit more shallow. I don't see wind.
He made the call right away, and then had to come quite a ways to end up making that catch. Not actually too far behind first base.
Yeah. But he does collect the out of Stimson, does Mancuso. Now it's Nico Petragas. Three-time all-section pick, first-teamer this year, and also back during his sophomore campaign. Petragas fouls one to the top of the screen. His father, Damian, an assistant football coach at Cannon McMillan. His dad also played football not only for Cannon Mac, but at Duquesne University. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fourth, 2-0 North Allegheny in the semifinals. Pitch a strike, nothing and two on Petragas. Petragas singled, but was part of the second double play turned by the NA middle infield tonight. Only two hits for Cannon McMillan. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fritz with his fifth K of the evening, two outs.
Nice dealing. Jake Fritz is. Talked about a pitch primarily in relief. Mentioned that it could be a potential opener. No need for that yet. 52 pitches through 3 2/3 so far for the junior.
Braden Radu. He hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the second, and he chops one to short. Two hopper charging on it. Ust gloves, throws, and retires Radu. And a 1-2-3 inning for Jake Fritz. On to the fifth we go. The score, North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing, as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at graffnationfcs.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved in supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
Cannon McMillan trailing North Allegheny 2-0 as we go to the top of the fifth. Last season, Cannon McMillan section champions. They've won the Section 2 title in back-to-back years, three times in the last four. And last season in the playoffs, beat North Hills in the quarterfinal round 3-0, but then lost to eventual champion Seneca Valley 4-0. And the Big Macs earned a measure of revenge this year, and boy, did they, 16-1 beating Seneca Valley on Monday in the quarterfinal round. The Big Macs got off to an 11-0 start. Went 1-4 down the stretch in section play, but talking with the Cannon McMillan coaching staff, they said they had some nagging injuries and things like that. Just like any team would when you get to the midseason, but they bounced back and have won now four of the last five. A trailing North Allegheny 2-0. Ben Kern leads off the top of the fifth. Kern RBI triple in the second inning. Takes a pitch low for ball one.
Yeah, one of the big hits, probably the bigger hit. Simons drove in the first run. Kern served it down the right field line for the triple, bringing the second run.
Kern waves and misses at a good bending pitch there. Breaking ball sweeping outside from Scholsky.
The sweeper. Paul Skeens has made that famous in and around Western PA.
1-1. Chopper to short, moving in and to his right. Westfall gets to it. Quick throw and in time to get the speedy Kerr. That was a tough play for Westfall in the rain.
So he goes to his right, and he kind of has to come over and get a basket catch on that. Didn't get it up high where he could make the exchange, but he got it on the basket. Still made the exchange, and you mentioned Kern's pretty fast. Got him by a good step for the first out here in the top of the fifth.
Sometimes the quick release is just as effective as having a strong arm. The shortstop for Cannon McMillan that time utilized the quick release to get the out. Ball one on Carter Baim. Baim 0 for 1, struck out swinging in the second. 1-0 pitch. Foul tapper back of home. Yeah, it's funny, being here in Washington or adjacent to EQT Park. Bob Bizzuto, of course, the North Allegheny Athletic Director, former Wild Things manager and coach. Saw Bob Smith, former Wild Things athletic trainer. He was actually one of my roommates on the road in my early days of minor league baseball. 1-1 pitch, foul ball.
In true baseball fashion, you and Bob all traded barbs with each other.
Yes.
Pre-game. That's what happens when you travel around the country together, covering this great game.
A lot of fun, that's for sure. 2-0 Tigers in the fifth, 1-2 pitch. Another ground ball to Westfall. A couple of steps sliding over to his right. Throw a little high, but coming down on the bag. Radu just in time to beat Baim, and that's two outs.
Well, it was a good exchange. I was going to talk about that. I'd rather talk about the fact that Braden Radu is 6'3".
Yes.
And climbed the ladder and came back down with a foot on the bag just before Baim got there.
Always great to have a big target at first base. We know that seeing this recent PAC tournament at this field. Foul ball off the bat of Jake Fritz for strike one. Colin Marin-Petro of Grove City, former teammate of one Anthony Pass at West Allegheny, as those two won a WPIL title. Catering to my audience here. But Marin-Petro kind of like Radu, or Radu kind of like Marin-Petro anyway. Big target. Helps gain some outs. Help Westfall out a little bit on that last throw. 0-1 pitch. That one just inside, 1-1.
81 pitches for Seb Schulsky. Hasn't had much issue with the mound since that conference earlier in the game.
In a groove right now. Important if you're North Allegheny to have capitalized for the two runs when they did. Here's a ground ball to third, picked on the short hop by Petragas, and then picked on the back end by Radu.
He can go up to get it. He can go down to get it, Randy.
5-3 on that out of Fritz. Well done with the defensive effort by Braden Radu. 1-2-3, top of the fifth. The bottom of the fifth we go. It's 2-0 North Allegheny leading Cannon McMillan in the WPIL semifinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. And Bobby, we're talking about the importance of NA's two-run second inning, because Seb Schulsky has fallen into a groove as he has retired 9 in a row going back to the third inning.
Fritz has kind of been equal to that. Outside of the blip of the couple of walks, he's pitched well too. Both pitchers showing up here in this semifinal matchup.
And foul ball by Seb Schulsky for strike one. Flied out into foul territory down the right field line in the second inning.
Fritz has been impressive. He's been pretty much in control since, well, the double plays helped, right?
0-1, high fly ball to left. Fritz, though, ranges to his right a few steps, camps under it. That would a major league fly out to left by Seb Schulsky.
That'd be Nate Fritz. It'd be interesting if it was Jake Fritz running back there. From the
Did I say Jake? I'm sorry,
you just
Nate
said Fritz.
Fritz.
I was just
clarifying yes.
That it's the younger Fritz in left field. Right, he got under that, did Schulsky. Hit it well, but got under it. Just 55 pitches now with one out here in the fifth for older bro Jake.
Kaden Laskowski, tapper. And that up the third baseline, that's going to be in foul territory, yeah. And Ben Koger keeps
Make
it
sure,
in foul
right?
territory.
That's good hustle. Never trust that spin. He slid over there to make sure it stayed in foul territory, because that's the only chance of keeping Laskowski off the bases with that play.
North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. One out, nobody on for the Big Macs to the bottom of the fifth. Laskowski 0-for-1, struck out looking in the third. 0-1 is up and outside. Jake Fritz kicks and delivers, and a bounding ball. One hopper to third. Williamson playing in. Ball hit right to him. Throw across the diamond in time. Two outs. Well positioned there was Williamson.
Perfectly done. Six in a row since that hit batter, which followed the walk for Jake Fritz. By the way, for both fan bases, Tuesday or Wednesday next week at EQT Park, to be determined depending on some of the other factors. Wednesday and Thursday for the softball championships.
Blake Simmons swings and misses.
Volleyball championships tonight. Spring sports will be done.
Winding down.
For the WPIL anyway. State playoffs looming. Except for it's got to be the champion in 6A.
0-1. Strike of the knees to Simmons.
You're only pining for the old days when you mentioned 2014. You called a quad A.
Yeah.
Which we cut our teeth with that four classifications in the state of Pennsylvania.
Two outs, nobody on. 0-2 pitch called. Strike three again on Blake Simmons. And that is six strikeouts for the Tigers right-hander, Jake Fritz. We move on to the sixth inning. North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. You're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
North Allegheny 2, Cannon McMillan nothing. We head to the sixth. As this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Also, today, collaborating, of course, with the North Allegheny Sports Network, I'm Randy Gore, Bob Orquist, producer Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita on camera for those tuned in on the NFHS Network. And our pleasure to be here. Of course, you talk about cutting our teeth. I did that back in my early broadcast career at WJPA Radio and still a part of it with the Pony League World Series. And you did so as well,
yeah,
right?
When I got out of CalU, my first job was working alongside Bob Gregg doing high school football on WJPA.
Nate Fritz leading off for NA behind 0-1.
We're all in our early 30s.
Yes.
It's the story we're telling.
Swinging a miss 0-2.
Don't know how factual it is.
Well, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story,
right? That's correct. We're storytellers for a reason.
Fritz, without an official at-bat, he walked in the first and laid down a sack bunt in the third.
I'm outnumbered by the Waynesburg guys tonight.
Yeah, that's right. 3-1.
I like those odds.
For the Waynesburg guys.
Correct.
Yes. One Vulcan and three Yellow Jackets. 2-0 NA, top of the sixth, and a sharp line drive just above the NA dugout.
Are you waving any white towels over there, right?
Not yet, anyway. Everybody's okay. Rain continues to fall, light rain. Obviously, it hasn't impacted whether this game would stop or not. And this is pretty much what had been in the forecast, some rain showers. And the benefit of playing at this great facility. Here's a ground ball that is a fair ball up the third baseline. Rolls into foul territory. Jake Fritz headed for second. Here comes the throw. And safe is the call. Nate Fritz with a leadoff double. Good recovery out there and left by Blake Simmons.
Really well done, right? The key there is Nate Fritz, thought, I'm going for two as soon as he hit that. And he tore out of the batter's box. Good turn. Great head first slide in the second base. If he doesn't, because of the play by Simmons, he's probably out. So he's got the leadoff double. Well done for Nate Fritz.
Tigers down the lines in this game today. That time the double down the line for Nate Fritz. Dominic Williamson 0 for 2 after the leadoff double. See if the Tigers try to move the runners. A pickoff throw that was almost thrown away.
So they had Westfall come over. He checks. Then he vacates. And when Shulsky turns around, luckily Marshchalk was coming over. I thought he was going to throw it right at the base runner, Fritz, at second base. Luckily, he saw the white jersey, flipped it over to that side of the infield.
Pitch downstairs, good block by Stimson with that runner at second.
Now, right, the symmetry is two runs in the second and a 2-0 game. You would not be adverse to any insurance runs if you're North Allegheny in this one.
You would not.
You don't have to follow that script.
Shortstop Westfall looming in behind the runner at second. 1-0 to the plate, hits the batter. And now two on for North Allegheny. Seb Shulsky running into some trouble.
Hits Williamson in the four on his back. That's how out of the zone that pitch was.
Shulsky at 89 pitches. You do get 105 in the postseason. And he's certainly been more efficient over the last three innings. In fact, he had retired 9 in a row before the double by Fritz, but in some trouble now as J.J. Mancuso with two ducks on the pond and nobody out. He squares the bunt but pulls back. Pitch a called strike. Back pick throw into second. That's going to trickle off the glove of the shortstop Westfall and into center field. Runner's going to advance to second and third.
That was weird, too. There was a ball that got loose somehow, too, that was rolling in. I like the fact, I was thinking in my mind, and I didn't think it out loud, do you square away a bunt if you're the cleanup hitter? That throw was in towards the runner, and Westfall had to reach back and hit the tip of his glove. Now I've got an extra 90 feet on both base runners for the Tigers.
Air on the catcher Stimson for the bad throw first, into center.
First air of the game. Count is 0-1 to Mancuso.
Coach
not
Andrew.
Sure bunt here. That brings the infield up, though. Hitters love that. There's extra points on your batting average when that happens.
Extra 100, they say. Coach Andrew Heck, brief conversation with J.J. Mancuso. We'll see if he swings away now with the infield up. You would think so. Pitch is outside for a ball. North Allegheny has the propensity to go squeeze, but not as much suicide squeeze.
Well, the safety squeeze is better.
Home plate umpire Robert Wrights with a message for the NA dugout. I did not quite catch.
It's not your cleanup hitter. Maybe you do squeeze. Maybe you surprise with a safety squeeze.
1-1, fly ball well hit by Mancuso to left. Simmons has it measured, slips as he makes the catch. Tagging and scoring easily from third is Nate Fritz. North Allegheny 3-0 on the sacrifice fly by J.J. Mancuso.
I told you they would not be adverse to any insurance runs. Mancuso hit it well, which is probably why you took the bunt off with the runners moving up. Simmons does the job to keep the runner at second, but Tigers get their third run. Still have Williamson at second. That error on the back pick hurts the Big Macs.
Ryan Avanish at the plate takes outside. For a ball, 1-0. One out of the inning, one run in down. Williamson still at second. Now, once the runners moved up and the infield came up, to me, with a guy like Mancuso,
it gives you 100 points, but with them up, you don't want to maybe squeeze because
exactly.
They're closer. So
right.
There's two sides of that, right?
And
he ripped it pretty well in that sack fly. So well done for J.J. Mancuso. Mentioned Seton Hall. That is 14 runs batted in now in the year for J.J.
Last pitch missing for ball two. 3-0 North Allegheny, top of the sixth. Seb Shulsky at 94 pitches. Time granted to the batter. Avanish will dry off his batting helmet. Left-handed hitter. 3-0 North Allegheny. Shulsky comes set from the stretch. Quick look at the runner at second. Deals to the plate. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch. Got hard breaking ball, maybe a slider. 95 pitches now for Shulsky here. With one on and one out, bottom, or the top of the sixth. Another run in for the Tigers.
Butler winners earlier today against Norwin, awaiting the winner of this game. 2-1 wave and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Golden Tornado defeating the Knights 9-3 in the 1-4 matchup in the 6A bracket.
Butler section mates with North Allegheny in 6A1. Tigers with 9 WPIA championships. Just 3 for the Big Blacks. You illustrated the 2018, their last title.
And pickoff throw this time. Oh, close play there at
really
second.
Really close. Even at on a gloomy, rainy Wednesday evening at 8:25, can you call that the daylight play? Right? If you see daylight, you make that throw. They almost did get Williamson.
That's still one out. 2-2, just off the plate.
Good take.
On the appeal, no swings, says third base umpire Bradley Poland. Just a slight check off there by Ivanish, but no harm in going for the appeal or trying for it.
I didn't think he went around, but of course, watch enough Major League Baseball to never assume that an umpire will not call a check swing one way or the other, or will call it one way or the other.
Time granted to Ivanish again.
He's got the rain dripping off the bill of his batting helmet. It's been a steady drizzle throughout. Nothing really hard.
Payoff. Swing and a miss. Ivanish goes around for strike three. That's two outs in the sixth.
So 9 strikeouts now for Shulsky.
Well, if you're Cannon McMillan here, right, you want this inning to end right here for a variety of reasons, to keep that runner stranded at second. And also, if you must go to the bullpen in the next inning, which you likely are going to now at 98 pitches currently for Shulsky, then you can start the next inning with that reliever beginning the frame as opposed to entering in the midst of a sticky situation. Gavin Ust, 0-2. Shulsky has punched him out twice today. Pitch fastball well outside. Good job by Stimson to get to that.
There's a pit connection here with Gavin Ust's father. Being an associate AD at Pitt. And Stimson, a Pitt commit. Still just a junior, though. You can see, I've noticed that Stimson's real. And maybe this is why that cost him with that back pick throw, right? He's got a really good arm. And not afraid to use it. But that helped NA get their third run in this inning with the error.
2-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball running away from the right-handed hitting Ust. Yeah, Pitt has some pretty good baseball players headed their way. Caden Sivrich from Norwin, he's headed to Pitt. I already mentioned Stimson.
Semifinalist in 6A.
Some good arms and just overall good baseball players that Pitt has coming their way. Class 6A, pretty loaded when it comes to pitching, too. I mean, you look at, you know, Marzchuk and Shulsky, you know, Butler with outstanding arms. Liam Cooper has been very good, obviously. 2-1 is low. 3 balls and a strike. We mentioned Sivrich. He's outstanding for Norwin. Three nothing North Allegheny. Tigers getting an insurance run in this top of the sixth, thanks to a sack fly by J.J. Mancuso. Ust battling, 3-1 count. That's a strike. Pitch number 103. And the Tigers have done this from the very word go. That's seeing a lot of pitches. They have been patient at the plate against Seb Shulsky. A lot of strikeouts, but a lot of pitches thrown by the right-hander. Runner at second with two outs, 3-2 pitch, popped up. And this headed toward foul ground will get out of play.
By the way, our colleague Lee Moan tells us Maverick Clement from Butler is a pit commit. Correctly telling us that.
Thank you, Mr. Moan. He was happy
Thanks
to not make
listening.
The trip
yes.
to W&J today because he lives in Butler. It's a long ride for him.
They've got Kyle Castillo and Nolan Stefaniak. They're top two hurlers.
Payoff pitch again and another foul ball by us. No, this will be the last batter, by the way,
right.
for Scholzke.
Well, those three names we just talked about, a big reason why Butler, the number one seed, has already clinched the spot in the championship. Yeah, is it 105? So you could go plus 105 in a specific at bat. So if he goes six, it has to be facing Gavin Ust.
3-0 North Allegheny, runner at second, two outs. Payoff pitch again to Ust, and again a foul ball. So this is to your point. This at bat will continue with Scholzke because even though he's at 106, there are some fans that sometimes are unaware of that, but even though Scholzke is at 106, he can finish this batter, but this is the last batter he has regardless of whether this inning continues or not. If he doesn't get Ust, then the Big Macs will have to go to the bullpen. And the payoff again, swing and a miss. Scholzke does ultimately win the battle against Gavin Ust to end the inning. 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, he wanted that. They wanted that too, as you illustrated earlier. Tigers got what they wanted, though, Randy.
That's right. One run on one hit, a hit batsman, an error, and one left stranded. After 5.5, North Allegheny 3, Cannon McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
North Allegheny 3, Cannon McMillan nothing in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Big Macs. Noah Westfall, Massimo Falcone, and MJ Marzchak. Certainly a good part of the batting order if you're hoping for a Big Macs rally.
Certainly maybe the inning that they need, trailing 3-0. Give credit to Seb Scholzke. Not a smooth start by any means, but he's battled through. He's 10 strikeouts, which is great. He's kept them within three. Problem is, Jake Fritz has been better. He's pitched fantastically. 61 pitches through five for Jake Fritz. He's got six Ks. He's only allowed two hits against a really good hitting team.
Well, you talk about starting pitching, and you always want to keep your team in the game, right? That's the goal. Seb Scholzke has done just that.
You've got to battle through that sometimes,
yep.
Right? Sometimes it's not easy. Could be worse. It's 3-0, which is with a team that scores over seven runs a game. Not insurmountable, so he certainly did that.
Jake Fritz at 61 pitches as this inning begins in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch strike to Noah Westfall. Westfall walked in the third inning. Only two hits for Cannon McMillan, the last one coming back in the second inning.
Both hits a race on double plays.
0-1 low. So a power-hitting team in Cannon McMillan. And good speed, but they have not had much to crow about.
The only blips came then and back in the third. After two strikeouts, Fritz walked Westfall, hit Falcone.
Swing and a miss.
In the midst of three strikeouts. And since then, he's been cruising.
North Allegheny, two runs in the second, one in the top of this sixth. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Westfall, well, we have time. And Ben Koger going to come out and talk with Jake Fritz. What a great start for Fritz as well. We mentioned how he's been a late game bullpen guy for the most part. And he's thrown extended innings, don't get me wrong, but certainly nothing like this.
But the thing about being a late inning bullpen guy, you're used to leverage situations. And there may not be more high leverage situations maybe across the park next week, right? You're in the semifinals here. Win and you advance. Losing your season is done. So he's used to that. He's shown up really well as Jake Fritz so far.
Last pitch fouled away. Another 1-2 due to Westfall. That one's downstairs. Koger tried to frame it.
Piggyback that on the heels of the Cooper start. It's been a fantastic pitching playoff run for those two so far. Still time left in this one, though.
2-2, bounding ball, foul ball, third baseline. Williamson chased after. Brendan Steele, the coach for Canada McMillan, he knew it was foul, but still trying to point it fair. Maybe trying to steer it fair, right? Fourth-year head coach, he was named the Big 56 Section 2 Coach of the Year this year for a second straight season. Also an assistant football coach at Canada McMillan. Two-two pitch due to Westfall. Breaking ball called, strike three. Fritz throws him at 7 Ks for the NA right-hander.
Really good stuff with the breaking pitch. 7 Ks. By my count, 5 of them caught looking for Jake Fritz. That's an indicator of how good your stuff is on a given night. So big check there for Jake Fritz so far.
Massimo Falcone in the batter's box. One out, nobody on for Canada McMillan. First pitch strike on the outside corner.
He's been the spot that Fritz has had issues with. Single to start the game, hit by pitch in the third. Only Big Mac to reach twice.
0-1. That one outside. 3-0 NA. 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Canada McMillan, no runs on 2 hits and 1 error. We're in the bottom of the 6th. Falcone has reached twice, a single and a hit by pitch. 1-1. High fly ball down the line and right, and Mancuso on his horse makes a diving catch toward the line for out number 2.
Really well done and a great first step. That's kind of off the end of the bat. That's the way that Falcone went with a single in the first inning. Great speed, great read. And a fantastic catch inside. That would have been a fair ball and extra bases. But Mancuso does his job. He's got a big insurance RBI and a sac fly and a big catch for the second out here in the bottom of the 6th.
Tough play in the rain and utilize the turf to kind of slide
in and make that catch. The rain helps the slide
a little bit
at the end of that, right?
The slip and slide.
Makes it smoother at the end.
Style points on the end of that for Mancuso. Here's MJ Marschalk. First pitch of ball. Next one, a called strike.
I circled it.
I did as well. So for the pitching that NA has presented with Fritz, you also have 2 double plays turned, and then that catch by Mancuso. Here's a chopper. Us will have to charge on it. He'll get to it. Gloves, throws, and just gets Marschalk as the Tigers flash the leather of the 6th.
Gavin Ust showed his A1 fastball on that play.
Score after 6, North Allegheny 3, Canada McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
North Allegheny with a 3-0 lead as we move to the top of the 7th, and Canada McMillan will go to the bullpen as Matthew Koken will check in for the Big Macs.
Matthew Koken is a W&J recruit, so he should get comfortable at this mound. Several games ago, Randy, in a 4-0 win over South Fayette, their third to last game of the regular season, he had a one-hitter with 5 strikeouts. He's got good numbers, 35 innings pitched, 5-1 record, 40 strikeouts. His job, 3 outs. in relief of Seb Schulsky.
Christian Simons, Ben Kern, and Carter Boehm due up for the Tigers. The NA picked up one insurance run in the sixth. They'd love another here in the seventh.
We need Anthony Pasco down there to talk Matt Cosan. Tell him the ins and outs of the mound, right? He's used to that. And you said it, right? Cleaner. What's 108 pitches, I believe, so you can do that in an at-bat. But it's cleaner to bring your guy in now with nobody on, and his job is to get three outs. But you're right. Tigers would love to keep adding on, as well as Fritz has pitched.
Yeah, and Koch, and as you said, his job obviously shut the door, hope for a rally, and definitely the Big Mac's bats have been prolific.
It's a pretty good arm, too, with 1A and 1B and Morris Chalk and Schulsky. He's got good numbers.
Well, Matthew Koch, and you mentioned W&J commit, marketing and finance major, also on the Cannon-Mack football team. His older brother Andrew, a rising senior offensive lineman on the University of Maine football team, and he transferred over to Maine from the Virginia Military Institute, VMI. Christian Simons will start it off in the top of the seventh.
Had a chance to, with the ground out, Morris Chalk, MJ, given name Martin James, goes
right
by MJ. Sister McKenzie is a freshman infielder on the Cannon-Mack softball team. Had a chance to see that team play earlier in the year.
Pitch a strike to Christian Simons. He's one for two, RBI single in the second, part of a two-run frame.
Well, here's the thing, really, 13 seniors for Cannon McMillan, so they've got a lot of replacing to do. They're going to try to come from behind in this one.
0-1 pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outer corner. And talking with the coaching staff this week about those seniors, a lot of camaraderie that you might expect. Some senior-led practices. They don't have to wait on the coaches to make decisions. The players themselves will set up practice. That one low, one ball and two strikes. You love to have that when you have so many seniors, 13 of them.
Well, they've been successful, too. Unfortunately, they're three outs away, at least offensively, of having their season end again in the semis.
1-2 pitch. This one popped up into shallow left field. And out is the shortstop. Oh, he cannot make the catch. Westfall misses it, and it bounces down the line and left where Blake Simmons retrieves it. It'll be a leadoff base runner for North Allegheny as Simon stops at second.
They're six. E6. He overran it, did Westfall. The Simmons came in and was communicating, but Westfall goes too far towards the line, tries to come back. Nothing doing.
Yeah.
Good thing Simmons was right there, because if he's not, Simons could get the third, but there's another insurance run at second base. We're going to get a runner for Simons, I believe.
Yep, there you go. It will be
Carter Sheeran. Did I say that name right?
Sheeran.
Sheeran. Not to be sued, Ed Sheeran, spelled differently.
Right. I wonder if he can sing as well.
Well, if he can, that would be pretty special. He's under concern is running right now.
I'm sure Carter can run better than Ed Sheeran.
They are. It's Robert Reitz is giving a bench warning this time. He told them earlier, and it's, you know, they're jabbering towards their opponent, which is kibosh now. It should be.
And first pitch here, swing and a miss to Ben Kern, by Ben Kern, strike one.
I indicated to you, silent communication-wise, I thought Kern would bunt on the first pitch.
Still might. Runner at second, nobody out. Corner infielders on the edge of the infield green, and now there's the bunt by Kern, but he misses it. Back pick throw at second.
Thought he was bunting just to protect himself and missed it. There's that arm I talked about, Stimson. He likes to throw the ball.
Ben Kern, RBI triple back in the second, one of the big hits in this ball game.
He went to right with that. Could go to right here with a useful out.
Well, he goes down with a swing and a miss for strike three. One away as Koken does his best.
Koken gets his first. That's 11 Ks now. combined.
And does his best Schulzky impression.
Yeah, big time. Seb Schulzky, 10 of those 11 strikeouts. He went 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned. Walked 1 hit, 1 struck out 10, did Seb Schulzky, the Cincinnati recruit.
Carter Boehm pitches strike outside quarter. Boehm 0 for 2, a strikeout in the second, bounced out to short in the fifth.
You're looking ahead for Cannon Mack, 3, 4, and 5, so not a bad part of the order to have up, trailing by 3.
Kokin's 0-1, swing and a miss. Good fastball from Kokin.
Indeed. Moving 2, in and out. They talk about change speeds, right? Move it up, down, in, out. Sometimes pitching is that simple. One of the hardest things to do in sports, though.
Boehm on the 0-2. Check swing. Lays off a pitch high. Trying to get the chase.
Although one of those other things, it always amazes me that hockey players do what they do on skates. I almost felt on just talking about putting skates on.
Yeah, right.
How good skaters they are, right?
That's just skating, let alone the rest of what
but
they do, the skill
is,
level.
Pitching is sometimes fantastic, and it's sometimes easy. They make it look easy sometimes, like that. Ooh, that was a good pitch. Just low.
1-2, missing.
Real good break. Changing speeds right there. Kokin with a good off-speed pitch. Now you're thinking, if you're Boehm, what comes next, right? I've seen the fastball. I've seen the good breaking pitch.
3-0 Tigers, top of the seventh. Runner at second with one out. Kokin's pitch fouled away. All part of the individual matchups, right? In each at-bat, going pitch by pitch. Batter wondering what the pitcher's throwing. Pitcher.
Great part of this great game of baseball, that is.
2-2. Boehm fouls off another one. That goes off the light standard and back onto the field. North Allegheny picked up 2 runs in the second. RBIs by Simons and Kern. Insurance run in the sixth on a sack fly by J.J. Mancuso. That's all the run scoring. 3-0 N.A. And leadoff air put a runner at second here to start the seventh with one out. Reliever Matt Kokin deals yet another 2-2 pitch to Boehm, and that's an inside offering for ball three. Much to the chagrin of the Cannon McMillan faithful, as you could probably hear.
It was in. Stimson did a good job of framing it.
He tried to frame it. That might have been the giveaway, right?
That's, sometimes that is the tell. I almost thought it hit Boehm. Or thought it almost hit Boehm.
3-2, and fighting it off, a one-hopper played by the first baseman, Radu. He'll take it himself for the inning's second out, but a productive out, moving Shear into third.
I didn't want to be grammatically incorrect in the top of the seventh.
So, good inside pitch there by Koch, and he ran that one in on the hands.
Could have used that from Kern, right? Then you would have got the runner to third with one out. So, but you got him there, and you turn it over. Now Jake Fritz can help his own cause here. Talked about an insurance run. He could do that for himself.
He's 1-for-3, singled in the third. Tigers had 2 two-out base hits in the second inning that scored runs. And a high fly ball to center. Well struck. Falcone ranging back, trying to find it. He cannot. And it will bounce in for a base hit. An RBI double. The Tigers with a 4-0 lead. Well, you could see it. Falcone lost it in the lights. That ball was hit to relatively deep center. He threw his hands out, said, I can't find it, and it ends up blooping in front of him. Tigers going to bring in a courtesy runner for Jake Fritz. That's Sam Vargo, and he does add on for himself.
Put it in play, right? Something's making it happen. Lost it in the lights. It's a little dark and overcast, so it's not a perfect sky to look up into. And you could see he ran. You said it was well struck, so he made the right initial play to go back, but then when Falcone couldn't find it, it ended up eluding him towards a little bit towards right center. So Fritz makes it 4-0, and for Jake Fritz, 16 runs batted in. Told you they weren't adverse to some insurance.
They were not, and they are not.
One in the sixth and one in the seventh now.
Nate Fritz He doubled and scored in the sixth inning.
That makes your bottom of the seventh less stressful to start. You don't have to worry about it. A tighter game with a four-run cushion.
Ground ball, sharply hit in foul territory. Coach Andrew Heck trying to kick at that one. Yeah, notice Hacky Sack is making a comeback.
We saw tons of that over
Stinson-Garcia, RBI single.
The tournaments that we were involved, especially in the NCAA regional.
I noticed the
Chicago, apparently, who won that regional. They do it everywhere, we were told.
Oh, one pitch.
including at the baggage terminal in the airport on some road trips.
Well, Kana McMillan was playing a little hacky sack on Monday prior
to
their
good,
quarterfinal
right?
win.
So we talked about hockey, and hockey players do that with the soccer ball to warm up. But the hacky sack is in vogue comeback to warm up.
What's old is new again. It always happens.
That's the way it goes.
Which means I'm new again, I guess.
Makes me even newer then. I like that strategy.
1-1. There's an offering. Off-speed pitch called strike to Fritz on the outer third. Now 1-2 on the batter. One run in the seventh. Tigers lead 4-0 in the WPIL 6A semifinals. Sam Varga, rather, at second base. Nate Fritz at the plate. Fastball in on the fist. Fouls it off. Waiting on deck is Dominic Williamson. He retrieves the foul ball and hands it to home plate umpire Robert Wrights. North Allegheny trying to get back to the WPIL championship where they have been three times in the last 5 years, trying to make it four the last six. 1-2, it's outside. Big Macs will need a big rally if they hope to get back to the title tilt for the first time since 2018. Right now, Matthew Kokin trying to get the final out in this top of the seventh. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Big Macs when we get to the bottom of the seventh. That is Stimpson, Petragas, and Radu. Kokin from the stretch, taking a look at Vargo, now deals. 2-2, swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch that gets Fritz way out in front. That ends the inning, but the Tigers pick up one run on one hit, an error, and one left stranded. Your score is we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's North Allegheny 4, Kana McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bottom of the seventh, last chance for Kana McMillan in this single elimination tournament in WPIL playoff baseball, Class 6A. We were talking about Butler and Norwin, and you know, when you look at the 6A bracket, while Class 6A doesn't have as many teams as other classifications, this is a pretty loaded bracket with all of these teams.
Yeah, Norwin had a pretty good year, North Hills making their way back in too, but the top two teams deserve a top two seeds, but pitching sometimes is a great equalizer, and so far, so good in the two playoff games for NA, including Jake Fritz, who's at 74 pitches. But Butler had to go eight innings to beat a good Mount Lebanon team. Simons is back in, re-entering.
Yep, re-enter for
Fritz
Simons from
is.
Sheeran. Yep, of course. Yeah, well, he was courtesied, but yes.
Graham Keane, speaking of tough pitchers for Mount Lebanon.
Yes, there's another. So North Allegheny leading 4-0. Troy Stimpson will lead off for the Big Macs. He's 0-2, struck out in the first, flew out to right in the fourth. Tigers pitcher Jake Fritz at 74 pitches thrown in this game as he starts the seventh. The right-hander delivers low, ball one.
So you need four. You're sending up a pit recruit and Cannon Mack.
And hits him.
Ugh. Don't need that. Now a WJ recruit. Twice Fritz has hit a batter.
You could hear the double tick on that as well. Clipping a piece of the body of Stimson.
The insurance runs in the sixth and seventh are that much bigger with a four-run lead instead of a two-run game.
Petragas one for two. He singled in the second.
He had the big hit in the opening round win.
And a ground ball. The bat goes flying. It's a roller to third. Thrown away at first base. Simons will have to chase it down the first base line in foul territory. He'll throw home. Sliding home safely is Troy Stimson as he scores all the way from first on a throwing error by Dominic Williamson.
Well, that's very interesting. First of all, the bat goes flying. And then I thought Simons had a chance to snag that and tag the runner, but he doesn't. Great hustle by Stimson, just never stopped running. And now it's 4-1 on the unearned run.
So E5, runner aboard at second.
Puts the tying run in the on-deck circle.
And again, this Cannon McMillan lineup can swing it. They have been dormant so far tonight, but trying to awaken here late in the bottom of the seventh. Braden Radu, 0-2. Hit into a double play in the second, grounded out in the fourth. He takes ball one. So you had the hit by pitch and error. But if you're Fritz, again, those insurance runs, right? So crucial for North Allegheny. Just try to settle the inning down if you're Fritz.
Trade bases for outs, runs for outs.
Yep, you'll take that. 1-0, way outside to the lefty hitter. And here comes Coach Andrew Heck for a conversation with his pitcher and infield.
It's a good mound visit.
Yes.
Take a breath. Got to get Radu out, and he goes on. Shulsky's on deck. And he's capable of tying the game with one swing, so you don't want that to happen. And you get a little extra, right? You're in the bottom of the seventh, so maybe your adrenaline gets flowing. A little bit more excitement. Three outs away from a championship game appearance. Just got to settle down.
Well, the other piece to this is we've discussed that Fritz has normally been a back-end bullpen
guy.
He's
used to being here in the end of the game.
Well, the other side of that, too, is probably hasn't thrown 79
True.
Pitches
he's
in a game this year.
Pitch number 80, that's right. That'd be a long relief outing.
So we'll see how long the leash is for Fritz. 2-0 on Radu. Next pitch is ball three. And he taps himself on the chest, looks back at the dugout. Is the Big Macs starting to get fired up? Already one run in here at the bottom of the seventh, trailing 4-1 to North Allegheny. Last chance for the Big Macs, but nobody out in a 3-0 count on Radu. Pitch from Fritz, taking all the way. That's a strike. Fritz slips off the mound. He's okay, so it appears.
Yeah, fell on his backside after that pitch. Outside edge. So the right-handed batter's box against the left-handed hitting Radu.
North Allegheny 4, Cannon McMillan 1. Runner at second, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, 3-1 pitch, fouled away, now 3-2. Coach Brendan Steele outside the third base coaching area, rooting on his team. The former three-sport standout from Cannon McMillan, member of the Washington Green County Hall of Fame. Now time for the batter, Radu. Big Mac's last title win in 2018. They went through NA, beating them at EQT Park, trying to rally back against North Allegheny in the bottom of the seventh. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Jake Fritz with a huge punch out for out number one of the seventh. He went from 3-0 to get the K of Radu.
Eight Ks now. Schulze comes back in. He was replaced by Kokan on the mound. Well, he's 0-for-2. He's got good offensive numbers, does Schulze. Big situation now. It still keeps the tying run on deck, not at the plates. Fritch has still yet to give up an earned run this year.
Unearned run in this seventh, of course. Fastball strike on the outside corner to the right-handing Schulze. He's 0-for-2, a couple of flyouts, including one foul out in the second. Into right field, foul territory. Butler awaits the winner, having already defeated Norwin earlier today. Shortstop Us dancing around behind the runner at second. Here's a fly ball right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Schulze with the single moves the runner. Petragas the third. Runners at the corners with still one out.
There come the Big Macs. No quit. Kaden Moskowski will come up. The Grove City commit. The runners at the corners. We'll get a runner for Schulze.
And I believe
Benjamin, or no,
Tazak. You got it, Ben,
right?
Tazak.
Looked, I then he turned and the two became a one, and I'm like, well, Stimson had that great run around the bases, but I don't think you could do that.
He's fast, but that would be a bit early. So Tazak now the runner at first. And the game-tying run on deck in the batter's box, rather, in the form of Kaden Laskowski. Laskowski 0-for-2, a strikeout looking in the third, grounded out to third in the fifth. Middle infield at double play depth. The Tigers have turned two double plays today in the first and second innings, respectively. Foul ball off the bat of Laskowski. WPIL semifinals and some drama now in the bottom of the seventh. Tigers scored two in the second, one in the sixth, one in the top of the seventh. Big Macs one unearned run so far in this bottom of the seventh. And runners at the corners. Time granted to the batter, Laskowski. And Cannon McMillan, because of its offense, they've been able to punish opponents, jumping out to big leads most of the year. That one misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. So plenty of blowout wins for Cannon McMillan this year. One and zero in one-run contest, a 3-2 win against Mount Lebanon on April 15th. 1-1 pitch, popped up foul territory. Third baseman Williamson drifting over, and he overruns it. It lands in play and then bounces over the fence. Never made contact with it.
I thought at the end that Osh was going to call him off. It was kind of, he was trailing, and it was bending back towards him. He would have had a better angle at that.
I thought so as well.
Saw that happen to Ken and Mack in the outfield. Also, when in two outs in the top of the seventh, their center fielder Falcone lost the ball that tailed away from him in the lights. So it just goes as a strike. No harm yet, but it does give Laskowski another chance.
Runners at the corner, still one out. 1-2 swing and a miss. Fritz picks up his teammate. Gets the strikeout, second K of the inning, 9 of the night for Fritz. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Blake Simmons as Alex Eslep will hit. Eslep was the starting second baseman in the quarterfinals.
He's the final out. He's also the tying run.
Batting 231 for the year. No homers, no RBIs for Eslep, but he'd love to change that statistic.
A little drama for the junior.
Big Macs trailed 4-0, but gaining one run in this bottom of the seventh. Runners at the corners with two outs. Jake Fritz, first pitch to Eslep, is a foul ball, strike one.
Well, some pinch hitters will take. He took a good hack. A little bit behind it, though. Fritz is just at 90 pitches. 9 Ks with that last strikeout.
This has been the most laborious inning for Fritz in this seventh. He's really cruised along. 0-1 pitch. Another foul ball, and now the Big Macs down to their final strike here in the bottom of the seventh. Stimson scored on an error. Petragas at third. Tazak, the pinch runner, at first base. Islip represents the game-tying run in the batter's box, but facing an 0-2 count against Jake Fritz. Fritz, the right-hander, deep breath. Pitcher, or the runner from first, takes off. The pitch is way outside for ball two. And uncontested, taking right. Second is Tazak.
In the scheme of things, not important just yet.
Defensive indifference.
Yep, defensive indifference. Islip is the correct player to focus on for North Allegheny's defense, and specifically Jake Fritz.
Fritz brings the 1-2 pitch, fouled off. Just getting a piece of that one.
He's come up hacking, has he not?
He has. Now get your money's worth in. Islip wants time.
He wants a pine tar. Well, they don't use that anymore. The spray.
Rosin spray.
I showed my age.
That, the pine tar.
That gift you gave
George
me earlier.
Brett.
That gift you gave me earlier, I just gave it all back. They used to have a rag with the sticky stuff, folks, and that's how it used to work. Now it is the can of sticky stuff.
Again, one ball, two strikes the count, two outs, two on, 4-1 Tigers in the seventh. Foul ball once more as Islip continues to battle.
I like it.
And he's fired up.
Yeah, that's what I like. Come up. It's a big situation. He's not all by it. Swing it away. Fritz has pitched well.
Noah Westfall waits on deck, hoping for a chance. Another 1-2, another foul ball. Inning started with a hit-by-pitch. Troy Stimson scored on a throwing error. Petragas, who reached on the error, stands at third now. Radu struck out for the inning's first out. Shulsky singled. Strikeout Laskowski. The defensive indifference. Runners at second and third. 1-2 pitch. Oh, and a laser foul ball off the front of the dugout of Cannon McMillan. And now our home plate umpire again warning the Big Macs dugout. This is the second time this inning telling those guys to get down, and that's the exact reason why. It's player safety is the reason. He's not being hard on them for no reason. It's player safety. So here we go. We'll do a 1-2 pitch again. Fritz working on Alex Islip with two outs, line drive, headed up the middle, and Ust on a diving try cannot get to it. Two runs will score, and it's 4-3. A two-run single, pinch hit single by Alex Islip in the bottom of the seventh.
There is no way. You cannot tell me he's earned that base. It came up hacking, fouled off several pitches. Gets the base hit up the middle. We're going to get Westfall up here. And now your tying run is at first base.
And the game-winning run is in the batter's box.
We're going to get a runner maybe.
Coach Steele.
Yeah, we'll be a pinch runner.
And it will be Simmons who will check back in to run. So Islip does his job, and his teammates excitedly will welcome him back to the dugout. Simmons, because of that traffic jam now.
Islip is giving more than he's taken on his way back to the dugout. Fiery Alex Islip. He deserves this moment. Now Fritz has to bear down 97 pitches for the junior.
Westfall 0-1, walked in the third, struck out looking in the sixth. 97 pitches now for Fritz. Runner at first with two outs. There's strike one at the knees. Looking to regroup, and if you're Fritz, I mean, you obviously want to get the final out right here to end the ball game, but you don't want to deal with Massimo Falcone, who waits on deck. One-run game now. Tigers leading the Big Macs 4-3 in the semifinals here in the bottom of the seventh. It was 4-0, now 4-3. 0-1 fouled off. Big Macs again down to their final strike. But they were down to that when Islip was at the plate. And he came through with a two-run pinch-hit single. As you said, Bobby, Fritz trying to bear down here. Jake Fritz, the right-hander. Peeks over his left shoulder. There goes the runner. 0-2 swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Ben Koger, who hangs on, and that's your ball game. North Allegheny going to the WPIAL Championship for the fourth time in 6 years as Jake Fritz with a complete game victory. And after that last strikeout, Ben Koger held the ball up with his right hand. He had the victory there in his hand, and the Tigers defeat the Big Macs 4-3.
Nothing bigger than pitch number 100 and strikeout number 10. The runner was going too. Your tying run was in motion. And Fritz, you mentioned it, normally a reliever. What a fantastic start. Overcomes a little bit of adversity here in the seventh. And pitches the Tigers into the title game against section foe Butler.
He goes the distance, does Jake Fritz, and we are going to step aside for a break. When we come back, the post-game show and our Player of the Game award as well, as you are tuned in to the WPIAL semifinals. North Allegheny final score 4-3 over Cannon McMillan on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
The history of Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services dates back to 1960. Owner and director Heath Graff carries on the tradition of caring for families, honoring loved ones, and providing extended support. Learn more about their wide range of services, including pre-planning, at GraffNationFCS.com. Proudly serving McDonald and the surrounding areas, involved and supporting youth athletics, Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation Services in McDonald.
In the postgame show now on the WJPA Sports Network, I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist, and this was a fun one. North Allegheny prevails 4-3 over Cannon McMillan. Tigers, two runs in the second, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. Cannon McMillan rallied for three runs in the bottom of the seventh, but left the game-tying run stranded as the Tigers prevail over the Big Macs 4-3. Let's give you a quick scoring recap, and then we'll dissect this one. In the top of the second, North Allegheny scoring two runs, a two-out RBI single by Christian Simons made it 1-0, and Ben Kern with a two-out RBI triple bringing home Simons. It was 2-0 Tigers. And they added on in the sixth, sack fly RBI by J.J. Mancuso brought home Nate Fritz for a 3-0 lead. And, boy, a very important insurance run in the grand scheme of things. In the top of the seventh, leadoff error put Christian Simons at second. Carter Sheeran came in as the pinch runner. And after two outs, Jake Fritz, who ends up being the winning pitcher, he produced an RBI double to score Sheeran, and the Tigers led 4-0, and that was pivotal because Cannon McMillan would rally in the bottom of the seventh. Troy Stimson hit by a pitch to lead off the inning. Nico Petragas hit a ground ball to third that was thrown away at first. Stimson came around to score to cut the inning lead to 4-1 with Petragas aboard. Braden Radu struck out for the inning's first out. Seb Scholsky singled to put runners at the corners. After a strikeout of Caden Laskowski, Alex Islip came in to pinch hit, and he delivered on a two-strike pitch a two-run single up the middle to bring home Petragas and Ben Tazak, the courtesy runner, or pinch runner, excuse me. And North Allegheny's lead went from 4-0 to 4-3. But Jake Fritz, as you had put it, he bared down and got the final out, a strikeout of Noah Westfall to end the ball game in North Allegheny with the 4-3 win.
So a complete game win, a big hit, a couple of errors too, did not help the case for Cannon McMillan, a back pick throw that led to a run, the misplayed ball to start the seventh, and a ball lost in the lights that gave the extra run to come in, and the emotion showing with the Big Macs mentioned there in the huddle in right field, 13 seniors, so their career comes to an end, and for NA, they advance 14-8 And pitching does it again. You've got a complete game beauty from Liam Cooper. And just really a gutsy performance, especially that seventh inning. Fritz had a couple double plays that helped. Cruz through the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings and then came through. Credit to Seb Scholzke. He battled through as well for Cannon McMillan. But it's North Allegheny and Butler next week at EQT Park for the 6A championship.
And we have one more piece of business to take care of. That's our player of the game. And we'll tell you about, well, actually, let me tell you this. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game tonight, it will be one of the North Allegheny Tigers. And hard to argue with this. Jake Fritz, the winning pitcher, complete game. Again, normally a late-inning bullpen guy. He throws the CG, and not only that, he drives in what turns out to be the game-winning run.
Yeah, 100 pitches, 10 strikeouts. He actually strikes out all three outs in the bottom of the seventh, came with strikeouts, battled through that one and hit the pop fly at an infield single earlier in the game. And the pop fly in center field, which was misplayed, that turns into the game-winning run. But what a big performance for the junior, right? No doubt his longest outing, usually a reliever, and he pitches North Allegheny into the championship game. Two CGs for the Tigers in two playoff games.
Liam Cooper on Monday and Jake Fritz tonight as the Tigers with another date at EQT Park. That'll be next week. The exact date still yet to be determined, but we'll be along for the ride, that's for sure. So that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. Bob Orquist, always a lot of fun.
Indeed.
This
always
is probably our last game at Ross Memorial Park.
Are you sure?
I don't know. They keep bringing us back. So.
Are you sure? I don't really need the GPS after covering 18 games here in 2.5 weeks. Always fun, always a great facility, and always good to be involved in a semifinal game. That credit to Ken and Mack. They battled back, but just fall short. Credit to NA for getting there again.
For Brett Gambita, our camera operator, Jason Tennant, our producer, for Bob Workwist, I'm Randy Gore. Again, your final score, North Allegheny 4, Cannon McMillan 3, as you've been tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by CNX Foundation, and also brought to you in part by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Graff Nation Funeral and Cremation, caring for families, honoring loved ones. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, WNJ and Washington, moving forward together. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And again, final score here in Washington, North Allegheny 4, Cannon McMillan 3.